proclamation number 7992 dated the September 15th, 1961. Just as free will as a human being. Until the end, my suffering and dying on the cross also remained a matter of free will, since I truly could have prevented it by making use of God's indwelling strength and resisting all enemies who wanted to implement their thoughts of hatred of me. I accomplished the act entirely of my own free will. I was willing to suffer and die for my fellow human beings because, as Jesus, the human being, I knew that the whole of the human race was in an appalling state of wretchedness due to the past original sin, and because my love wanted to help all my fallen brothers, I had offered myself to the Father as a sacrifice of atonement. I was by no means forced to do so. The Father in me did not dictate my will. I acted completely freely of my own accord. And I found it incredibly difficult because I foresaw everything that would happen until the act of salvation had been completely accomplished. Romans 1, as a human being, struggled and prayed in profound distress to the Father that he should remove the cup from me, and I was strengthened and completely gave myself to the Father. For the love in me was overwhelmingly powerful. Thus the eternal love itself was indeed within me, and I allowed myself to be determined by it, which would have been impossible had my human will resisted. Love impelled me toward the wretched human race, and I wanted to help people, and this love made me accept an extent of suffering which you humans are incapable of assessing. Yet the guilt you had burdened yourselves with as a result of your apostasy from God was also inconceivable. And, in order to atone for this guilt, I had to suffer enormously as a human being and endure the agony of the crucifixion. Love, however, is strength, and therefore I persevered until the end, or the suffering itself would truly have been enough to kill my body prematurely had the strength of love not enabled my body to accept the death on the cross and to persevere until the work was accomplished, until the redemption from sin and death had been guaranteed for all people who accept my sacrifice on the cross and want to find redemption. So once again, it depends on the person's free will as to how he relates to me and my act of salvation. For every being had turned away from me of its own free will, and of its own free will it must turn back to me again, which happens when, as a human being, it acknowledges Jesus Christ in his act of salvation, when it recognizes me myself in Jesus and voluntarily hands itself and its guilt over to me, when it appeals for forgiveness and wants to return to me again, whom it once voluntarily left. Then the human being will consciously avail himself of the blessings of my act of salvation, his weakened will shall receive strength, and his return into his Father's house will be assured. The inconceivable suffering I took upon myself as a human being was still in no proportion to the immense guilt of the fallen spirits, but since Jesus, the human being, was full of love and volunteered the hardest sacrifice by relinquishing his life on the cross, I was satisfied with this sacrifice and redeemed all guilt for the sake of Jesus' great love, who wanted to bring his fallen brothers back to me again. This was sufficient for me, and thus my justice was also satisfied, for I was unable to redeem any guilt which would have remained without atonement. Hence the act of salvation had to be voluntarily accomplished. I did not allow any being to be forced into rendering this atonement. And since the immense sin of the apostasy from me had been a violation of my love, the act of atonement had to be an act of love again, for only love could redeem this immense guilt. This love dwelled within Jesus, the human being. He was so receptive to it that he was completely imbued with love, which subsequently enabled him to achieve his act of salvation. Love redeemed the sin. Love completely permeated a human being. I myself am love, and thus I myself was in Jesus, the human being. I myself suffered and died for the human race. However, since I was unable to suffer as God, the human being Jesus took all suffering upon himself. Yet he did everything of his own free will, for although love does not compel, it willingly makes the greatest sacrifices. And love achieves everything. It is a powerful strength which can endure even the most appalling affliction. I myself, the eternal love, embodied Jesus, the human being, and thus I myself was effective in him and brought people redemption from sin and death. Amen.